and Harper Audio present Tell Me a Story, My Life with Pat Conroy, by Cassandra King Conroy, read by Susan Bennett. Prologue. I don't remember driving home, but I must have. My car, which had been in the hospital parking lot for most of the day, was now in the garage. It was January, but I wasn't cold as I walked from my car to the front door. Or maybe I was. I have no memory of going from car to house either. It had been a horrific day that started with an ambulance taking my husband, half delirious with pain, to our local hospital, and it had ended with a devastating diagnosis. Now I was back in the safety of our house. But not for long. I had come home to pack our suitcases for another ambulance drive. This one would be taking my husband to Atlanta, 5 hours away, even though a winter storm was heading that way as well. It'd be a race to see who got there first, the ambulance or the snow. Later I'd learn that the storm easily won. But I wasn't thinking of snow and the hazardous drive, except somewhere in a corner of my mind. I was trying hard not to think anything at all. If I stopped long enough to think, I wasn't sure what would happen. I could lose it, fall to pieces. That rarely happened to me, but this was different. I'd always been stoic to a fault. Stiff upper lip and all that crap. Never let them see you sweat. I had a tendency to push the pain down so far that the surface remained calm and collected. Thankfully, I was numb as I entered the house in the late afternoon light of a winter sun. The shock of my husband's diagnosis had hit me hard, like a splat of cold water that takes your breath away. It shouldn't have. I should have seen it coming. Maybe I knew all along, but wouldn't let myself acknowledge it, but it didn't feel that way. It felt like I'd been blindsided, slammed by the proverbial Mack truck. The ER doctor had been kind. He was from New York, originally, he told us, and was still adjusting to the South. Our family doctor, with the fabulous Dickensian name Lucius Lafitte, had arrived soon after his office hours. Dr. Lafitte's familiar presence immediately comforted me, or would have if comfort had been possible. It wasn't as if I hadn't known why the ER doctor had ordered the MRI. Earlier that week, my husband's CAT scan had shown something suspicious in the area of the pancreas. Pancreatitis, I'd asked the gastro doctor. My voice must have held a hopeful desperation that he'd heard too many times in his profession. He had not been able to reassure me, though he'd tried, avoiding eye contact. Both the ER doctor and Dr. Lafitte had been on the phone since getting the results of the MRI. It had been the ER doctor who had delivered the bad news, as our grim-faced doctor stood by his side. There was a growth on the pancreas, along with numerous spots on the liver. A growth? I echoed in disbelief. The gastro doctor had mentioned it only as a possibility, the worst-case scenario. What's a pancreas? My husband, Pat, asked. A large man with shoulders the width of the bed his IV was hooked up to, he and the bed took up most of the space in the crowded ER cubicle. His question wasn't facetious. It was just Pat. He took little interest in matters of health. Or rather, he'd only developed an interest in the past few years, after a scare had forced a major lifestyle change. For 3 years, he'd been living healthier than any of us ever thought he could be. He'd stopped drinking, was eating well, exercising every day, losing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?